My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So there's a couple low points in my life. My dog passing away and them getting a grand slam. The grand slam took the cake.
Courtney O'Neill was not a fan of that outcome.
I feel like I might either check into AA therapy or an institute of some sort, because this is crap. It's full of crap.
It goes on from there. Philadelphia, man and woman on street interviews. At the end of it, it's these two men were forced to walk home in overalls with nothing but Phillies logos on them. Like, all right, yeah, that's how it goes. Paul Hamilton joining us as we prepare for the Sabres home opener. Paul's appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
Paul, you're the same way. Philly sports tears, I feel like, are maybe the best to listen to of any city.
They're what?
The tears.
The tears of the Philly sports fans.
For me, it's not. Yeah, that might be right, because for me, it's Boston, but Boston doesn't cry a lot. They just complain.
That's because, and also because they win all the time.
Yeah, Philly,
or at least did for a
Boston,
while.
Dallas. Who else you want here? Dallas?
Like the Cowboys?
Yeah, when Cowboys fans lose. Who do you like to see lose? Paul, who do you like to see lose? Red Sox, right?
Yeah, Red Sox. That would be correct. Yeah, I'm not a real fan.
Well,
I don't mind when the Mets lose.
That's just mean.
Where we pick, yeah, that's, like that's just I feel mean. Like if I were rooting against the Mets, I'd be like, pick on someone your own size, you know. I don't know.
Well, we could see a Subway Series. It's still very much alive. All right, Paul. Home opener tonight for the Sabres. The league's underway. Last night, Montreal stole one from Toronto. The Penguins got smoked. Edmonton got smoked as well. Olofsson scored a pair for Vegas. You know, here we are. We're into another hockey season. And a home opener for the Sabres where, you know, Paul, I'm not going to say must win. But I think the fans could really use a nice performance out of this team after a pair of games in Prague that maybe not a lot of them saw, or maybe they did. But it'll be whatever. I'm very interested to see if this team can bring some energy into their building for a home opener crowd.
Absolutely. I mean, especially after what happened to them in the first two games. There's no question we need to see some energy. And, yeah, you know, and you just mentioned it. Goals are being scored around the league early here, except goals weren't being scored by the Buffalo Sabres in their first two games. You know, you know, you talked about Victor Olofsson scoring. Well, look at the first goal he scored. It's because one of the Knights was sitting in the lap of the goaltender. I mean, the goaltender never saw it. He shot from the wall, basically. And Georgiev never even saw it because there was a guy sitting right in his lap. I mean, so that's what you have to do. And, You have to have people around the net if you want to score goals, and the Sabres proved it when they finally did score a goal in the second game. They had three people going hard to the net that were relentless and just never stopped digging for the puck, and they finally got it by Allen. They kind of pushed it by him. So, you know, that's the way you got to score goals, and I saw a lot of goals scored that way in games last night. So, Buffalo has two goals in two games. So, you know, that's something that needs to be fixed rather quickly, too, because that's not going to get it done.
And this has been a team, Paul, where it's been – how long has it been? 2 years? Like, when did the record at home starting to look poor? Like, when did that start? Was it maybe the year they missed by one? Because even that season, they struggled on home ice a lot, even when they had fuller crowds than they've had in a long time.
Yeah, it's – I'm trying to think when they did have a decent record at home. Mm-hmm. They for a while now have been a better team than on the road than they've been at home. And I don't know if they get uptight when they get home, and then, you know, it just has gotten worse and worse where, you know, all of a sudden one or two mistakes winds up in their net, and next thing you know, the fans are on them, and you know how all that went. So they tend to get uptight at home, so that's something they could, you know, we always say this, and it's so easy to say, but they could really use a good start. I mean, you know, go out and instead of being behind 2-0 at the end of the first period, go get a couple of goals, and not you can exhale then, and you know, now you've got the people behind you, and you can exhale a little bit, and you can maybe play with the lead instead of, well, it's third period, we're down 4-0, see what happens. Well, you know what, we had a really good third period. You know, we had a lot of that because, well, 4-0 turned into 4-2, but, you know, it's you did get down four goals before you kind of kicked it into gear. So they really, really, really could use a good start just to give them a little bit of confidence to move forward in being at home.
Paul, forgive me for not knowing this off the top of my head, but NHL concussion protocol, has it changed in the last year, 2 years? Have they quietly kind of changed that? Because go ahead.
Yeah, I think they quietly have kind of changed
because
that. I
mean,
it used to be, you know, seven days
symptom-free, right? And for Paterka, right. I thought, how could he possibly play this soon? But I guess they've whatever, you want to say the reason they did it, but if he's potentially going to play, that means that's not 7 days symptom-free.
Yeah, it's kind of gone from a this is policy to suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
These are suggestions. They aren't, you know, in stone or anything like that. So I think that's basically what's happened in the NHL, that it's like, all right, this is what we'd like to see, but, you know, if your medical team, you know, clears somebody and somebody feels well, they can play.
Paul, the starts of games, this was a theme last year that we saw in Prague a little bit. I was looking at some of the potential bets for tonight, and one that I was looking at was no goals scored or a goal scored in the first 5 minutes of the game. And I was trying to figure out, like, how Lindy might approach, you know, getting off to a good start. Is it more the come out, play free, you know, go for the goal early on? I was wondering if they might play more protective, you know, because they, especially home, you're not going to want the fans on your back, I don't think. You don't want to get booed off the ice at the end of the first period, which, like you said, if you're down 2-0, I think that's probably inevitable. So maybe they'll play more protective. I don't know. Do you have a thought on how what style of play they'll start employing at the beginnings of these games to correct something that's been bad for them for a while here?
Well, you've heard Lindy talk that you know, he has switched the way they play defensively, and he said that's non-negotiable. So you know, it's something that they'll have in their mind too. Now, we talked a little bit about the Kings yesterday, and he said, you know, remember the Kings used to be sitting there and just waiting for you to make a mistake, and it was really boring hockey. I remember the Kings were in here a couple years ago, and it was 0-0 at the end of two periods, very, very low chance game, but the Sabres didn't get excited about it. I mean, they kind of, all right, if we're going to play this way, let's play this way, and then the Sabres scored a goal maybe a minute into the third period, and then they scored another one real quick, and next thing you know, they had five. Because now the Kings had to come out of it. And the Sabres really, you know, once that happened, the Sabres really took over the game. But Lindy Ruff said they really don't play that way anymore. You know, they don't just sit back and wait for you to make a mistake and, you know, try to turn it into a snooze fest. He goes, they've changed the way they play a little bit. He goes, they did that in the beginning of last year, and then he goes, maybe midway through the season they switched it. So at least, you know, there's a good chance that maybe we're not going to see the snooze fest that the Kings used to like to get you in.
Yeah, have they thinking about the Kings as a matchup here, they have historically never really been the fun, exciting team up and down the ice since, what, the 90s? Like, in the even when they were winning Stanley Cups, Paul, like, it was built around, we've got an elite defensive center in Kopitar, who is still there, by the way, and then Jonathan Quick had two of the best playoff runs ever. So, I don't know. Like, the Kings have kind of always been that defensive style team, but I guess you're saying they might be a little different this time.
Yeah, you're right. But they now, you know, Kopitar will get point. Kempe is a very good goal scorer. I mean, he's has an elite shot, and you know, he's somebody that can, even when they played that style, he would still come through and get points. Dubois not there anymore. It's funny how he keeps wearing out his welcome. You know, he's a good hockey player, but he keeps wearing out his welcome. Now he's going to give the Washington Capitals a try, but he's not there anymore. Byfield really came, you know, really came to the party last year. It was kind of a breakout year for him, and he just signed a new contract, you know, new long-term deal, which is what you do in the NHL now. You don't do bridge deals anymore. It's like you identify your core, and you better be right, because when you start, you know, giving the core 7-year deals or 8-year deals, and the core, all of a sudden, you're sitting there going, maybe this isn't our core. It's like, well, guess what? You better figure it out, because you just signed 5 guys to long-term deals from that core. And, you know, the Sabres did it, but other teams have done it too. That's the way of the NHL now. Very rarely do you see the bridge contract now going into your big contract.
Paul, in net for the Sabres tonight. You know, this Luukkonen earned it, got a big contract, played well. Levi was the better of the two on the weekend, right, in Prague, would you say? I mean, the reviews of Luukkonen were he was a little bit loose, kind of all over the place, maybe out, not exactly under control. Levi was really strong. Do you have any idea how Lindy plays this next stretch here? I mean, is he going to go with hot hands, or is it
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Luukkonen first, for the most part.
I think it's Luukkonen first. Now, Luukkonen wasn't awful. He wasn't good. I would say it was a okay game. You know, I didn't walk away saying, boy, he was awful. I mean, he got caught out of the net the one time, and maybe got caught out of the net a little more than he did last year. He seemed to get that corrected quite well last year, you know, where you rarely saw it. And he was wandering a little bit in the crease, especially the one goal where it was the Hischier goal where he was to the side and he was way out of the play. He got up and was trying to get back in, kind of got back in the net, but he wasn't set. He wasn't squared up and set. and his year just blew it by him. Had he been, you know, set and squared up to the shooter, he probably makes that save. But he was just trying to get back in, and he was kind of back in, but he hadn't squared up yet and wasn't ready. So, I mean, that was the thing. I'm not real concerned about it. I mean, yeah, it's something that he used to do quite a bit, and he had lost, you know, he got rid of it last year and played really, really well. As I said, overall, I mean, he made some good saves. I mean, it wasn't a great game for him. It wasn't a bad game for him. It was just a average game for him. And, you know, Levi got caught out of the net once too, but he made some great saves because they hung Levi out a lot more than they did Lukanen in that. I look back to the if I'm remembering correctly, I believe the Devils only had 12 shots in the last two periods against Lukanen. The puck management was awful in that second game, and they gave a lot of, you know, breakaways, 2-on-1s, 3-on-2s, and, you know, all of a sudden they were in on him, and he made some really good saves. But overall, I think, I think there are going to be more opportunities to use Levi. I mean, in the road trip that's coming up next week, you got a back-to-back Pittsburgh. You got three games in four and a back-to-back, so I would think Levi for sure would get into one of those, probably the Columbus game. So there are going to be opportunities to get him in, but you're right. I think if one of them really gets hot and the other one's playing average, I think the one that's hot is going to be in the net.
Paul, do you think Dahlin's completely healthy? Not to be like an alarmist on this, just I thought it was interesting that he, last year, almost every night, was their leader in time on ice, and a lot of times by multiple minutes. And over the weekend in Prague, Power was ahead of him.
Almost any time I've asked Dahlin since he's been here, are you playing injured or no, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, I'm 100%. It's not an excuse. No, I'm good. You know, and he said that last year and he wasn't. But, you know, he admitted once the season ended that he was playing with some things. But when I asked him the other day if he's still feeling effects from the injury, the preseason injury, he looked at me, laughed, and he goes, no, I'm feeling good now, you know. But that's also what the last time they played was Saturday, so we're what, 5 days out? I can't count.
Yeah,
6 days out, 5 days out, 6 days. I guess. Five.
Yeah, five.
Thursday.
5 days.
Today's Thursday. You know, so you know, it's. He goes, no, I'm feeling good now. He goes, I think finally I can practice and work out the way I want to. And it wasn't the typical Dahlin answer. So, yes, I absolutely think he has been playing, you know, with that injury, and I think it definitely affected him. I haven't seen him play that poorly in a long, long, long time. And it just got to a point where I think I tweeted out, I go, he's got to be playing. He's got to, that injury has to be bothering him. He's got to be playing. You never saw him in the offensive zone until the last half of the second game. Then all of a sudden you saw him up and in the zone and trying to help out offensively. But before that, he wasn't around the offensive zone at all. And so, yes, I do think he was not 100%. He said now, though, he's had more time to heal since the last game. And he said now he can work out the way he wants to. He can practice the way he wants to. So we'll see if he'll be better tonight against the Kings.
Paul, tonight's first chance for many fans that will attend to see the Jumbotron. How is it? What's your review?
Beautiful. No, it's. I think they're really going to enjoy it. I like the panels under it, you know, where you can, you know, see it no matter where you are in the arena. So that's pretty cool. You know, you're going to have stats up there. You're going to have clear replays up there. It's I like it. I think they've done a nice job with it.
Very good. All right, Paul, we'll be listening tonight, and happy hockey season. Welcome to another year.
Yeah, and I was listening to Joe yesterday. He got to try out some of the new food.
We both did. Yeah, I was here too. Yeah.
I thought you missed it, Jeremy.
No,
I thought you were gone by then.
He took it and left.
Yeah, that's right. I did.
And Josh, meanwhile, housed the Dominator burger.
Yeah, he had the Dominator. You had the hot chicken sandwich.
I had the hot chicken sandwich,
and
it is amazing. Just keep in mind, I'm someone that likes a little bit of spice on those, and it definitely has some kick.
Yeah,
prepare for the kick.
I had some of the burnt end nachos, and they were great. Yeah, so
Josh actually finished that burger.
He did.
It took him five hours.
An hour and 47 minutes,
hour
Paul.
And 47.
It was great. Oh, it tasted amazing.
Yeah. I saw a picture of that thing. Wow. I can't believe he finished that.
Yeah. I mean, can't either. What did you do? You have the two swords? You got to keep those.
I do. Yeah, I have them. I'm going to put them on a plaque.
Nice.
And it's going to be a nice little trophy in my room.
Perfect. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Speaking of the Sabres and food, it's time to get to the dog of the day. Hot dog of the day. The Sabres are doing this again. I know the name. I have seen what is on this dog, so I can't guess this.
Okay.
They did bring...
That took 3 bites.
Yeah, they did bring it in yesterday.
Yeah.
You weren't told what's on it, but you did eat basically a half a hot dog.
I had... Yeah.
Maybe a quarter of a hot dog?
Almost half. It was a foot long, so actually might have been almost the equivalent of a full-size hot dog.
Okay, there you go. So,
okay.
Are you prepared just to use your memory and your palate to tell us what was on? The dog's name is the Eazy-E.
The Eazy-E.
Tonight's hot dog of the game is the Eazy-E.
All right, so I think I've got it pretty close. I think what you got is some sort of pineapple salsa. You have some, I think it's barbecue pulled chicken. And then a sauce that, I'm going to be honest, the sauce kind of got me a little bit. I don't know what it is. But it's not like a spicy sauce of any sort. And then you had like the little, what you call them, like little round radish circles on the top.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
So I think pineapple salsa, though, I think is kind of the star of the show.
We're going to give you partial credit here.
Okay.
The Eazy-E is al pastor, which is roasted pork and pineapple.
Okay.
A house-made salsa roja.
Okay, so the pineapple was coming from
the
pork,
from
not the salsa.
So you got salsa and pickled radish, cilantro. There you go.
Okay.
Not bad.
Well, I guess there was no sauce on it then. Well, the sauce was the salsa.
The salsa, red salsa.
Okay, right, yeah.
So you did all right.
All right, that's pretty good.
You did.
I'll take that.
You did get pork wrong for chicken.
Yeah.
But you said pulled chicken, didn't you?
Pulled.
Yeah, well, it's pork.
Is pulled chicken's pretty similar to pulled. It tastes pretty similar to pulled pork, right?
You know, in the right like pineapple and sauces, sure. I think you might be. We'll give it to you. Partial credit.
All right, I'll take it.
It did all right.
By the way, the Jumbotron's not the only thing that's new that fans will get to see for the first time today. The mural.
That's right, the mural.
First time seeing the mural. Any photo or video I've seen, it looks sharp. It looks way better than what they had up there before.
Got a text here from Trevor who says, when the Sabres get good, I get more into them than the Bills. There's 2 to 3 games a week. It gives you a lot to look forward to. And here's another point about why it would be really helpful if the Sabres are good, right? What's the schedule right now? This week, they play tonight, Kings. They play against the Panthers on Saturday.
Yep.
Then they play on Wednesday against the Penguins. And if the Bills play on Monday and something goes wrong and we're freaking out on Tuesday, it would be nice to have a distraction on Wednesday.
Yes,
you know,
it will.
Right? Every once in a while, it's nice to have one team lift you out of the abyss that the other team put you into. And, you know, the Sabres could just kind of supplement these occasional Bills losses. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Can I just get them to these? There's two easier opponents. At Columbus, at Chicago, right? That's next Thursday. It's a week from today and then next Saturday. Can I just get to those games not being like 1-5? Please.
You just want to feel...
I need any vibes, any belief, anything that feels... I had someone text me on our Locked On Sabres. We have a text line. And he texted in, I hate to be hyperbolic, but if we lose tonight, the season is over.
Well,
like, come on, guys.
What?
But it is. People are going to feel that way. People are going to feel like if they go 0-3 tonight, start 0-3, that's it. It's all it takes for a lot of fans to go, yeah, this ain't the year.
I know. Somebody pointed out that Lindy, the year that they had a really good year in New Jersey and surprised everybody, started 0-2.
Okay.
It's the Lindy model. You're just saying you want to feel better about the Sabres than you do about the Bills wide receiver group. Is what you're you just want to feel a little bit better about that.
Absolutely, because I think they're both kind of around the same level right now.
Well, when we get back, is there a fix on the way for the Bills wide receiver group? The latest on the sweepstakes for Davante Adams, a writer who covers the Raiders, has reported who's still in and who's out. We'll get to that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.